All right, we want to go ahead and welcome everybody to the regular scheduled November 15th City Council meeting. If you would, please stand for the invocation by Mrs. Reverend Audrey Reese and the Pledge of Allegiance.
Friends, let's pray together. Good and gracious God, in whom we live and move and have our being, we give you thanks for this day, for the opportunity to gather in service for your community. I ask that your wisdom and your knowledge and your hand is with all of us as we speak, as we make decisions. We celebrate that we get to swear in Miss Ruth May today and ask your providence and guidance among her as she joins this team. And God, may everything that we do give glory and honor to you. In your holy name we pray, that all God's people say.
Amen.
Salute. Pledge. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
We certify a quorum?
I certify a quorum.
All right, at this time, we're going to swear in our newest council member. Y'all welcome Miss Ruth May. She is She's got some family here with her and some more support tonight. Miss Ruth is going to be our first black council member in Westminster. We welcome
yes.
you, and we really appreciate you stepping up.
Of this state,
according to the Constitution of this state,
to exercise the duties of the office to which I have been elected and that I will to the best of my ability discharge the duties thereof and preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution of this state and of the United States so help me God and as a council member of the municipality of Westminster
and the councilwoman of the municipality of this of Westminster
I will equally fairly
and impartially
to the best of my ability and skill exercise the trust reposed in me and I will use my best endeavors to preserve the peace and carry into effect according to the law the purposes for which I have been elected
All right, everybody looking at me?
Everybody got the good smile on?
No.
All right, hold that. Keep smiling.
Oh, let's cheat.
All right, well, we'll have the council get in. If the family will come out, we'll have the council get in around this thing.
Hey, there you go. Oh, this is sorry. I didn't know it was my own.
Chamber of Commerce will have a special luncheon in another week or so, I guess.
Friday.
Is it this Friday?
Yeah, it is.
So we'll have it this Friday, and I think I have most of you signed up to come and be a part of that, and we'll celebrate you some more there. So thank you for what you do.
Congratulations. Yeah, we need to make that public right there. All right, next, move on to comments from Mayor and Council. Any comments from the Council? Only thing I had is, have you heard anything from the PMPA about the Kurt Grossman?
I have not.
Anything?
I have sent some of Mr. Grossman's associates the contact information for Mr. Butcher.
Mm-hmm.
So I know they have, but I've not heard from
heard
any,
anything from
anything. So perhaps Thursday I can ask him.
Okay. All right, next we'll move on to routine business. Approval October 11, 2022 regular meeting minutes. Everyone has a copy of those. I hope you had an opportunity to read through them.
I make a motion to approve the October 11th, 2022 regular meeting minutes.
Second.
Motion is second. Any further discussion? Call for a vote.
Audrey?
Yes.
Jimmy?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes.
Dale?
Yes.
Davey?
Yes.
Adam?
Yes, ma'am.
Ruth?
Yes.
Next, we have approval October 27, call council and planning commission meeting minutes. Everyone looked at those. Studied them in depth.
I did.
All right.
Motion to approve October 27, 2022 call council and planning commission meeting minutes.
Second.
Motion is second. Any further discussion? Call for a vote, please.
Jimmy?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes.
Dale?
Yes.
Davey?
Yes.
Adam?
Yes, ma'am.
Ruth?
Yes.
Aldrin?
Yes.
And next, item three, we have comments from the interim utilities director. Harvin, you have the floor.
That's me.
Hey.
Okay. Mr. Mayor, members of council, I'd like to start, God, I really don't even want to jinx it, but we believe that as of last Tuesday on election day, not 1 foot of that rotten pipe on Hall Road is still in service.
There we go.
All the residences and the apartments, ball field are hooked up to the new lines. They're in service. We do have some sidewalks yet to repair. They had to remove some sidewalks to get to some different parts we didn't know about. I'll be getting quotes on getting that done, hopefully this week. A little bit of asphalt repair work we should be getting done as well. So, Hall Road Water Project, they're doing their cleanup. It's done.
That would turn out on the budget.
I have not seen the final numbers yet. There were a couple of change orders we had to do based on some water lines that were in existence that were not mapped.
Right.
So there were a couple of things that had to do, but hopefully it's gonna come out good. So, the C Fund sidewalk project, most of the core of town and across the railroad tracks has been completed. There's one small part of asphalt repair on College Street that they're doing when they come back. What's left to do is the sanitary sewer tops and a couple of sidewalks going out of town on 123. They're going to do this asphalt repair when they come back because they figure they're going to have some asphalt to do during that. They have started delivering equipment. The holdup on the second part was getting the tops in from precast. They have arrived, and we're going to let them use the old utility building on Riley Street is a staging area.
Okay.
So they, if you ride by there, their traffic control measures have been delivered. Some of their equipment is coming in. They were hoping to get started yesterday, but with the weather today, it's put them off a little bit. So hopefully that'll be coming in. That will get knocked out in the next few weeks.
Very good.
So that will be done. The sign up here at Walgreens.
The Target.
Right. I spoke to Mark Schmucker, who you probably know, who's not doing signs anymore, but he still had all the artwork and everything from the previous repair and the original installation. He put me in touch with a guy that he has been working with, and I met with him last Friday in the rain. Something about that sign of rain. But he's getting all the artwork from Mark and supposed to be getting his figures. Jennifer's got insurance people just waiting on the numbers. So as soon as that comes in, we should be good to go on that.
Are we going to build it out of concrete again, or are we going to go with solid steel beams this time?
We're going to do it out of rubber.
Yeah.
I'll build it out of whatever you want to build back out of. But right now, we're just going back for original for insurance quotes. Christmas lights, I guess you've seen the star. It's been lit up for a couple of weeks. The rest of it is, we'll be beginning, actually some of it, the end of this week, Thursday or Friday this week, we'll begin some of it. And the rest of it will be going up next week. So by the end of Thanksgiving week, all the lights should be in place and ready to go. The railroad permit that I know Lee Baker had talked to y'all about in depth, about truck that was having so much trouble getting, we have finally gotten approval on that. Okay. We're looking at a tentative scheduled week. Once again, with the railroad, I can't get a day. Mm-hmm. They'll give us a week. And that is the second week of December right now we're shooting for. And that will completely finish the 12 kV switchover that Lee had started and worked on for so long.
Awesome.
And the last thing I've got is we are in leaf pickup season. Mm-hmm. We have our leaf truck and vacuum back from the shop after a year. Seems to be working. We've ran it a couple of days. One of our guys has been out with bereavement the last couple of days. Reuben, his brother passed away. Mm. He'll be back tomorrow, so as soon as he catches up on brush, we'll be running that leaf truck. We're trying to work out a set schedule that I can get with y'all and get with the public on what days we're going to try to run that every week so that
cars are out of the way.
And they're not, you know, they're not blowing their leaves on Monday and we're not picking up till Wednesday or Thursday,
right.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
So that way the public will know more along when we're trying our best to get there barring weather. So,
good work.
Unless you have any questions for me, that's what I've got for you.
Street lights. Up and down Main Street.
They came in early one morning and worked on Simpson Street. Now that the time's changed, it's hard to come early again. But we're relying on any of you in the public that knows the street light is out, report it to City Hall. Every work order I get, I'm handing the tailor, and they're expediting that as quick as possible.
Very good.
I just wanted to thank y'all for the sidewalk work. Especially on the other side of town, it's made a huge difference in folks that walk over there. So thank you for that.
Any sidewalks, and I know you've come up with something. We're not, as employees, we're not on the sidewalks every day. And when you're driving through town,
right.
You can't pay attention to
overgrown
tree limbs, stuff. And you brought some to our attention, and we've had some other people on the other end of town. If anybody sees sidewalks that are in need of trimming,
right.
Or if they piled up with leaves or something is dangerous, just give City Hall a call, you know, or if you see me, let me know. City Hall's probably the best because they can do a work order, which is physical, and I can't forget it. But, you know, we want to do everything we can, but we've got to know.
Right.
And if we don't know, we can't fix it because we don't see everything.
Y'all are doing a great job.
Gotcha. Any more questions from Kevin?
Leaves and brush. Separated?
It should be. Because we can suck leaves up. We can pick leaves up, but it makes more of a mess.
Right.
Last year, I think most of what they had to do because of the leaf machine being down was with the knuckle boom.
Right.
But you can't get as much. It takes them longer. If we have separate, then it's easier. They can roll down with one truck, grab the next, and then when they go, they just vacuum the leaves up. So...
Anything else? All right, move on to comments from the city administrator, Mr. Bronson.
Yes, Mayor, Council, thank you very much. So I have a couple of items on here. You see the first item on there is a golf cart. It's listed just a little under $10,000. The police department's golf cart fizzled out on us. I think it was fizzling during Apple Festival and went all the way out during Bigfoot. Chief Patterson has gotten a quote where we can trade the old one in and have a new one brought to us for about $10,000. I'm not, but based off the new procurement code, I'm not required to bring this to you, but we were working on this as you were, as you reviewed, passed first and then passed second of the procurement code. So to make sure that we're doing everything that you're aware of or you're aware of everything that we're doing, I just wanted you to know that we were going to purchase this golf cart. We have funds in the police department budget. Whenever an officer leaves our jurisdiction and they go to another jurisdiction, if they've gone to the academy within 2-year time period, the receiving agency has to pay us a prorated share of that officer's time. We had an officer that went to another agency, and so that is the money that we will use, and there will still be funds left over for that. But since we were purchasing a capital item, it is $10,000. We were working on this in between you passing that procurement ordinance. I wanted to bring it to you just so you knew about it.
Thank you.
Do you have any objections to us doing that? Because we haven't pulled the trigger. They're waiting. They're ready to go, but I told them that until we had a chance to talk, they...
I'm fine with it.
Unless you have any...
No, they use that thing a lot during these events, yeah. For sure.
The other item, B, that I have listed in here, you all may recall that when we put our budget together this year, we have debt schedules for the city as a whole, but then we also have debt schedules within some of our individual funds. Within the solid waste fund, we have debt on two trucks. One is the Knuckle Boom, and one is one of the garbage trucks. Our garbage truck isn't doing too great. I'm being polite in saying that.
You are. Being very polite.
We are set to finish payment on one of those vehicles this current fiscal year. And when we put this fiscal year's budget together, I mentioned to you that we would be very likely asking for a new truck in next year's budget. Given the supply chain disruptions that everyone has experienced for any and everything under the sun, the lead time on those garbage trucks is pretty long. We were fortunate recently, and I will give Kevin Harbin all the credit for this, our primary garbage truck went down. Well, he was able to get a borrowed truck in from a manufacturer because we are looking at buying that type of garbage truck. And we have an opportunity after the turn of the calendar to be able to buy that one. It will still be listed as new, but it will have been used in the field, but it will not have been sold by the manufacturer. Is that clear?
Just a demo?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And most of the demo, or a portion of those demo hours, will have been on our streets with our staff.
We actually got the most of it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So whenever we do a lease purchase agreement or our capital, what the bond attorneys call it, a installment purchase arrangement, same thing as leasing a vehicle. The bank we've used so far up until right now has been Truist, and the way they structured those repayment schedules, the first payment on any vehicle that we purchase isn't due until 1 year after we take possession of it. So what I'm at, the reason I'm going to all this great lengths, it isn't just because I like to talk, although I do. I am.
No comment.
We have an opportunity after the turn of the calendar year to buy this demo. And if you are agreeable between now and December, I will contact the bank. I will contact our bond attorney, which we have to do. The bank has given us pretty good, I think, 2% range interest on, or no, it's been a little bit more than that. I think it's been 3%.
Yeah, I was like, that's a lot lower than I would have expected.
I think it's been in the 3% range. I expect they're going to give us competitive rates again. We do have funds in our current fiscal year budget to begin making payments on that capital lease, but we won't have to in this fiscal year. It will very likely be a year from whatever we, or it will be a year from whenever we take possession of the vehicle. As we've talked to the bank before, they don't care if we don't buy something brand new, but we can't, they are not going to amortize it beyond its useful life. If you are comfortable, we've put $350,000 in here. That's more than what we will need to purchase it, but I wanted to give you a number that was on the high side so I don't have to come back later. I keep saying if you're comfortable, and then I think of something else to say. If you're comfortable, I will bring back at your December meeting an ordinance that will allow us to begin procuring this truck along with terms from the bank. If you're not, that's fine. we would do it with the next fiscal year's budget. Because we're seeing these long lead times, you authorized in the fiscal year 21-22 budget a new bucket truck that we still have not gotten. Mm-hmm. So that's we're going to be probably 36 months from the time we ordered it till when we receive it. The new line truck that you authorized in this year's budget is probably going to be another year before we get it. So that we're able to pick up everyone's garbage as we have committed to, I would like that for you to authorize me to go ahead and proceed with this. It will fall in our debt service schedule when we had planned to anyway, but we will begin moving on it, in essence, out of season.
If we move on it now, is that going to give us priority to get it if we need it?
Okay, so what I've been told is this truck will be available for sale not one day before 7:30 a.m. March 15th. At 7:30 a.m. on March 15th, if he has a PO from us in hand, the truck will be ours.
Well, I would suggest we do it because this, even if we don't get the truck, if we have parts, we can get parts now. So
probably anywhere from on the low side 12 months on another truck if we don't specify a chassis. If we start specifying a chassis 18 to 24 months, at least on a different vehicle.
Yeah, I'm good with it, 100%.
Me too.
Okay. Well, and all you're giving me today is just you're good with me bringing it back. So if we bring anything back and you don't like it, you've got at least two council meetings to change your mind.
Cool.
The next item, we've already talked about Officer Pope, but I wanted to remind everybody that and I'm glad she reminded me that it was this Friday. I was thinking it was some other time. We have sponsored a table in her honor, and I've sent an email to most of you. Miss May, I went ahead and assumed you were going to come with us. You don't have to come with us, but I assumed you would. That way, if you decided to, I wouldn't be up the creek.
Okay.
And I will get you the details, and then you can decide if you want to join in with us. We have a spot for all of you, Chief Patterson. Maybe I should call him Captain. Chief Patterson and I will be there also with the other honorees.
Just a question to make sure that I show up at the right place. That is the Oconee County Co-op office.
Correct.
Okay.
Right there at the intersection of 123 and Highway 11.
Gotcha.
And under other, I am very pleased to tell you all that we got word this afternoon that we've been awarded another grant. This is for right around $10,000 to put in two electric start charging stations. So
that's all? How much they cost?
Well, the actual stations probably are around $3,000 each, but then you've got all the accoutrements that go with it.
So we can do them we can do two for 10?
We can do two for the 98 meters.
Wow, that's great! I thought they'd cost more than that.
Yeah, that's awesome.
This comes from the South Carolina Energy Office. I have to think of which office it was. That was late word this afternoon. Rebecca and I have talked. Her son is very interested in Teslas. So if you drive a Tesla and you want to come to Westminster, we'll have a place you can plug in and then walk down Main Street while you wait however long it takes to get it charged.
When I can afford a Tesla, I will be glad we have an EV station.
Well, I think it goes for pretty much any electric vehicle will be able to charge in there. But we will... part of our grant that we wrote is that we would charge cost for whoever's charging. So it's not free. Some places are, and some places charge where they actually make money. But we will charge the cost of the kilowatt hours that are used in the charge. And it'll be a somewhat quick charge. There's a lot of technical specs that I don't even try to understand between slow and really fast, and we'll be right in there.
So we're going to be charging the same rate we charge residential customers, or we're going to be charging the cost?
It's going to be the cost that we pay PMPA for the electricity. So that's around, I think, the 9 cent kilowatt hour.
Is that something required by the grant?
That's what I put in the grant to that we committed that we would charge whatever our cost is. And there's, within the cost range is some of the expense that we have for managing it, like Rebecca and Kylie and Stephanie's time for keeping up with the credit card receipts, because people will be able to pay with it, with a credit card at the pump.
Has there been any discussion yet about location?
I was going to ask that too.
So in the grant, we committed to putting it in the City Hall parking lot. So if you
really
can envision the City Hall parking lot, there's on the far side away from the police department, there's a very large tree. So we're going to put it in the back half over there. Since it takes a little bit of time, we're going to have some signage that points people this way to walk into town. And we're also going to put a pet poop bag station in case anyone wanted to walk. I'm generalizing here, but electric car folks tend to travel with critters, so we wanted to be able to kind of encompass everything that we could experience there. So, very excited about the grant.
So that's one. You said we have two. Are we putting them?
They go side. They connect to each other.
Oh, so we couldn't like put one at Ingalls?
Not right now.
Okay.
But I'll write another one as soon as we get this one in. And
I think if we could get that and then attach it to the fuel perks.
Hey. Oh, at Ingalls? Yeah.
Yeah. Figure that out. Be a good idea.
That may be one of the harder things to ask. But yeah, we can. We'll look at it.
128.
All right. Mayor, that's all I have under my comments.
All right. Next, move under old business. We have second reading amendment number 4 to the loan agreement. Go ahead.
Mayor, Council, you may recall back at your September meeting, I asked you to do first reading of the ordinance that would allow us to do amendment number 4 to this agreement that was initiated back in 2019. This grant covers the installation of variable frequency drive pumps that we put out at the raw water intake. You all know we've had lots of delays for various reasons. The most recent delays were due to supply chain issues, but it's all done now. I had hoped we would be all the way complete by the end of October. We nearly made it. But with your passage of this tonight, we will close this grant out completely, which will make a lot of people happy. And I will note for your sake as in your fiduciary responsibility to the city that the amortization schedule is Exhibit A, and we will incorporate the repayment of this loan back over the next decade. That will be budgeted in the water department. Because that's the beneficiary of the pumps.
Hold on a minute. Where's that at?
One front page. On the front page, it's the County of Richmond, top left.
Yeah, the County of Richland, which is where the South Carolina Energy Office is in Columbia.
Okay, okay.
Page this way up. All right, does anybody have any questions? We need to entertain a motion. This the
amendment. I make a motion to approve the second reading of amendment number 4 to the loan agreement. Concert fund loan number 420119.
Kevin, is that enough?
That's it.
I'll second.
Motion and second. Any further discussion? Call for vote, please.
Brian?
Yes.
Dale?
Yes.
Davey?
Yes.
Adam?
Yes, ma'am.
Ruth?
Yes.
Aldrin?
Yes.
Jimmy?
Yes.
All right. Next, under new business, consideration of the United States Department of Agriculture Rural Development Legal Services Agreement.
Yes, sir, Mayor and members of council. We were awarded a USDA RD rural development loan of about $8.7 million for water system improvements. And part and parcel with that loan agreement is a number of other agreements that you have to lay your eyes on and you have to ratify because we are using federal money to fund our projects. One of those agreements is the legal services agreement. If you look in your agenda packets, the first two pages are what I would call fairly standard bureaucratic speak, if you will. The last page has the compensation amounts on it. There are, in essence, two firms that we're paying. One is Mr. Holliday's firm for his expenses and his firm's expenses. The other are the expenses that we incur with our bond counsel, Mike Burns, over at Burr Foreman. You are required to view these and approve this agreement for us to be able to proceed. And if you have any questions, I'd be happy to answer those. And Andrew's here if you have any questions about this piece.
And this has been provided to our USDA rep by Mike. We don't have any feedback from the USDA rep on it, but Mike's understanding based on the previous deals that this is fairly standard and what they expect, but we haven't gotten any feedback, yay or nay, from the rep, but we believe that it'll be acceptable to USDA.
So this is just an agreement stating that we agree to pay the legal fees, that's all it is?
Using the federal funds has got a transparency component to it where you as a council have a responsibility to look at the numbers and decide if you agree with that and want to proceed, and the public has the right to know what the fees are associated with the law.
Got it. Do we have a motion?
I'll make a motion to leave. Approve consideration. Do I need to go?
Second. Motion and a second. Any further discussion? Call for a vote, please.
Dale?
Yes.
Davey?
Yes.
Adam?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Ruth?
Yes.
Aldrin?
Yes.
Jimmy?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Next, under new business consideration, resolution number 11-15-2022-01. This is a resolution adopting the emergency operations plan and emergency preparedness guidelines and other matters related thereto.
Yes, sir, Mr. Mayor, members of council. You may recall back in January, February of this year, you passed a version of this emergency operation plan, very similar to this. We are in the process of applying for a FEMA grant for emergency backup generators for four locations: City Hall, the utility shop, the Highway 76 pump station, and the Apple Tower. We've got pump station and the water tank that's over here. So that would be four locations. In order for us to do that, you have to have an active and effective emergency operations plan. We piggyback off of the Oconee County, Anderson County broader plan. So we're covered in that regard. In terms of our local emergency operation plan, we have been approving those year to year. So every year in February, January, you have been looking at it and reapproving it. There's nothing in state or federal guidelines that says you have to do that every year. In speaking with the folks at South Carolina Emergency Management Division and working with Chief Smith, they agreed that every third year is a reasonable amount of time for council to look at it. Within the plan, it calls for staff to review it as needed or no later than annually. Most of your staff knows what's in this EOP. These are essentially the protocols that we'll follow in the event of a natural or man-made disaster. But in order for us to apply for everything with this grant, I'm bringing it to you earlier than you normally would see it, because they want to know that you're going to have this plan in place during the course that they would be considering the grant. They will not begin considering the grant until January, and if ours was set to expire in February, they didn't like that. So I really appreciate Chief Smith cranking through and making sure that we didn't have any major edits that we needed to present to you tonight. For the most part, what you're going to see in terms of edits in this plan are two things. One, we're changing the annual review by you to every third year, and the second thing are the phone numbers. One of the things that we realized a few weeks ago when our internet service was out is that our, what I would have referred to as a landline, works. It's a voice over internet protocol.
Right.
They do not work when the internet's out. So we fell back and went to mobile phones, and we have also signed the police chief and the fire chief and their firefighters and officers up to a cell phone plan that gives them priority in an emergency situation. So we pay a premium for each phone that can do that, but if there's an emergency situation and those cell towers come down, their calls will be given priority when people start making calls. So the general public is making calls. If they make a call, it goes to the top and will go through first. So I think we have strengthened our overall our wherewithal to respond to any type of disaster that we may encounter. So with that, I'll be happy to answer any questions. And Chief Smith, he at least was here. Yeah, he's still here. He'd be happy to answer any questions you have.
And those are the numbers listed on page 15.
Very likely. Let me get to
that. It's yours all the way down to Rebecca's?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Correct. So what you see there is our actual mobile numbers rather than what we have typically referred to as land.
Yeah. Okay. And the location of the generators, we don't need one at the water plant. Just the pump stations. You've got one at the water plant.
It's recent. It's fairly new. Within the last year, I think we were replacing.
Okay.
Is that not a new generator at the Apple Top?
Not ours. That goes with the communications equipment that's hooked to our Apple Tower. I don't know if that's Verizon or T-Mobile's.
Whichever. I think several of them are on it.
Yeah, but none of our equipment is hooked to that.
Well, we sneak and piggyback on that. But we need that.
Part of our rent.
There you go. Let's use generator.
So these are the only people that have the mobile cells? It's not individual officers, not individual firefighters?
No. We will have additional officers and firefighters to the, in addition to just the chiefs, but not every one. I believe we have planned for four police officers. Chief, do you? How many of your firefighters would have the fail-safe phone numbers?
Myself and the fire marshal, and then actually Lieutenant Colby, because our rescue squad is under the same plan.
So not everyone who is attached to that is listed here. These are just the primary contacts.
Yeah, I was just making sure. I just one phone for just these people just sounds inefficient to me. Insufficient, actually.
Yeah, but you got to think that under the ICS, those are your likely incident commanders.
Yeah. But there should be some redundancy in case one of those are victim to one of the emergencies, like a second in command.
Well, and we do have that. So with Chief Smith saying the fire marshal would also have it. So in the event he's not there, the fire marshal would be the number two person. All right. And same thing on the police side.
Good.
So I have a question. I think it's great. I've read through it being part of the school system before and having been part of that emergency preparation and all those kind of things. Very user-friendly, I think, to be able to do it. But how about the community? What are we going to do to prepare our community that if there is this is where the stations are, or this is what you do for help if the water's cut off. We pray we have the self-service or those kind of things, but you know, how do we do that? How do we connect with the community to let them know?
Some of that, not all of it, is within the Oconee County, Anderson County bigger plan that we have. We have a few shelters that are mentioned in here. They have countywide shelters. I think that also speak to food and water and I think electricity, if I'm just going off memory right here. What I would say to your question is we probably need to go back and do a much better job of communicating that when there isn't anything going on. I think the Duke Power does a pretty good job with their nuclear plant letting us know when there's not an emergency what to do. So I'll make note of that, and we'll come up with a communication plan that we with the schedule, and then we'll bring that back to you.
All right, do we have a motion?
Motion to approve. Sorry, I lost my page. Resolution number 11-15-22-01, adopting the emergency operations plan and emergency preparedness guidelines and other matters related thereto.
Motion is second. Any further discussion? Call for vote, please.
Davey?
Yes.
Adam?
Yes, ma'am.
Ruth?
Yes.
Aldrich?
Yes.
Jimmy?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes.
Dale?
Yes.
Item number 4, consideration of a resolution number 11-15-2022-02, a resolution committing to celebrate and promote Arbor Day and its importance in the city of Westminster.
Yes, sir. Mayor and members of council, we applied for yet another grant. And in the course of applying for that grant, which is a technical assistance grant from the South Carolina Forestry Commission, the grant would be for them to come in and do an assessment of our urban tree canopy, our urban forest, or you could just say the trees we have in town, however you choose to.
Squirrel out.
What we've, you know, if you drive down 123, you can see where our crepe myrtles have died and we've not replaced them. If you were to go out and go all around town, you will see where we have cut trees down for the sake of electricity, which I think we should do, but then we've not put trees back. Well, our city code requires us to put those back. We have not been following that, at least for the last 2 years, because that's how long I've been here. But as I applied for that grant, I had to dig deep into what we had on the books, and turns out we have a very robust tree ordinance. So part of what our tree ordinance says is that every year we'll have an Arbor Day celebration.
Yay!
And the state of South Carolina recognizes Arbor Day as the first Friday of December. Nationally, it's typically recognized in April or May, but for our area, that early part of December has been deemed by the experts as the best time to plant a tree. We have a tree. I was able to secure it from Trees Upstate just a couple weeks ago. It's American Hornbeam. Gave you a
what?
Link to the American Hornbeam.
Hornbeam?
Hornbeam, yeah.
That's a tree?
That's a tree. I gave you a link in case you wanted to dig down into it.
That's the tree you're planting?
I know trees. I don't know that one.
It's
the Capernaum carolinum.
Oh, okay. Why don't you say
that? Yeah, I did try to do the Latin
you know that
pronunciation
one.
Here. But we have an Arbor Day. So part of your ordinance requires us to do a resolution. So we have an Arbor Day. And to actually have an Arbor Day celebration. So we have planned one of those and around the mayor and a group of children from Foothills Christian School. And we're shamelessly using Rebecca's children to come in and be around the mayor. But it's for a good reason. We'll have a little bit of an educational program about the importance of plant trees and why that's good. What I'd like for you to also look at in this, and I put the language in here, you're required as a council to have a tree board. And we don't currently have a tree board. Should be made up of 5 members. So at a future council meeting, I will gently ask you again, who should be on our tree board?
5
We need
members.
To have one. 5 members.
Okay.
I thought
we did have one at one time.
We don't have anything that's active.
Yeah.
And does a member of council sit on that as well?
I would say no.
Okay.
Because I hate to call some of your other committees unofficial committees. Your planning commission, Your Board of Zoning Appeals.
They're mandated committees.
Right.
Right.
And this one is codified.
Okay.
So you would not, as a council, sit on that board.
Okay, cool.
You know, if you were to have an ad hoc committee, like the PR committee, you'd sit on that.
Do they have to live in the city limits?
Yes, so Andrew points out, you could just eliminate this from the ordinance if you don't want to appoint a tree board.
I think we should have it. I think with the canopy we have in town, the big trees, I do think we should pay more attention to. I don't want to see all these big oaks taken down without something replaced.
Well, and something for you to consider as you think about this over the next month or two, the technical assistance grant that I put in for, that will not cost us anything. Mm-hmm. After that grant is completed, they will give us an assessment report that we can then use to apply for their next. I think they have three levels of grants. If you keep this in place, we can very likely qualify for money from the state to replant the trees.
I mean, I think we also have a lot of community interest in this. I've heard multiple either citizens of Westminster, the zip code, or business owners here in town talk about creating green space. So I'm with you. I think we need to keep a tree board.
Yeah, I'm fine with it. The board, does it have to be city limit? Do they have to live in the city limits? Or
it
can
doesn't
they be?
Specify.
Okay.
So,
they can be anybody in the community.
With your planning committee, why don't we get back to you on whether or not that's a requirement?
We'll need that so we can start picking names.
I think you've got a little bit more latitude on this one in terms, in regards to the planning or the commissioner or the BZA. So.
Now with that tree board, are we going to need to put some requirements in it, descriptions of what we want them to do, what they need to do, or is that already in place?
That is already in your ordinance.
Can you send that to all the council and let everybody get updated on it so we can know what we're getting into? Please, sir.
I will send that out with my report on this Friday.
There you go.
I know y'all can't wait to read that every Friday, but
we didn't get one this past week. We need.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
What'd you say?
I put this agenda together last week, so I ran out of.
You know, I really had such a hard Friday because I did not get an administrative report.
But I'll put the full ordinance in there.
Thank you.
For curiosity's sake, who and how did we come up with American?
So it was free?
It was free.
There you go.
What?
I was just curious how we picked that tree.
Well, if you were to go down Highway 93 onto Clemson's campus from Seneca, when you cross the bridge, there's trees planted in the median. They don't get real tall, but they spread out and they're real leafy, so they provide a lot of shade. That is an American thorn beetle.
But they have tiny leaves, and thank you. I've been trying to get somebody to tell me what kind of trees those were for years, and nobody knew.
There's a 40% chance I'm wrong, but I'm 60%.
Well, see, those leaves won't stop a gutter up, and we've been trying to find out what kind of tree they were.
I'm fairly certain that's what I have you to plant.
All right, that's great.
But I did not have an arborist 100% validate my theory.
I'll look it up now. So where are we going to plant?
There is a round grassy area behind the police department. You probably have walked past it most every time you've come and gone from the...
Is it in the little median?
Yeah, so if you envision the police department toward the back of the building, you know, we used to have where you drive through and you can make a payment. There's a little grass strip that comes down that separates the drive-through from the parking lot. It's where the handicap spots pull up to.
Yeah.
And then there's a round bulb out at the end of that. Mm-hmm. That's where we... the intention there is to help soften kind of the asphalt and concrete seed that we have.
Y'all like that location?
Everybody sounds good? Great.
You'll get to see it when you're in the Masonic Lodge. The squirrels don't like them, so that's good.
And I will tell you that we were able to secure four trees for free from Trees Upstate, and her pool planted the other three at various locations where we don't have shade at our recreation facilities.
Well, that's the next question I was going to ask you. How many more of those could we get? Because we
need them. And I hope to be able to partner more with Trees Upstate going forward, because they did a big community tree giveaway, which is how I got these four. I signed up two for the city and two for me personally, and then I just went and got and brought them here. Westminster Presbyterian Church is actually listed as a donor to Trees Upstate.
That is a fantastic thing.
So I thought it was good to bring some trees back to where the money was going. But they collect money, and then they do big trees, or big trees.
Are you sure it's Westminster, Westminster?
So now that you ask me,
because there are about 47 Westminster Presbyterian churches just in South Carolina.
Oh, yeah. That's right. There's one in Greenville, isn't there?
Yeah, on Augusta Road.
There are three in our presbytery.
So I was pretending it was the one from here.
But, well, that's good, because we're the only Westminster Presbyterian in Westminster.
We can give y'all credit for that. I'm good with it. Yeah. That's fine.
About South Carolina, you are correct.
Colorado. 40%. I'm sorry y'all have to put up with me.
That's a lot of sales. I'm sorry you have to put up with me. I had a lot of caffeine today.
Are we ready to put this into the form?
Yeah.
All right, then I'll make a motion. We approve resolution number 1115-2022-02, a resolution committing to celebrate and promote Arbor Day and its importance in the city of Westminster.
Second.
Motion second. Any further discussion? Already had a lot. Call for a vote.
Adam?
Yes, ma'am.
Ruth?
Yes.
Aldrin?
Yes.
Jimmy?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes.
Dale?
Yes.
David?
Yes.
He's good, right? Gotta stop.
Final destination.
Sixth grade band practicing. Right there.
That is exactly what it sounds like.
All right. And we have two item fives, but I'm going to do the first item five.
Oh, my apologies. Yeah, first item five.
Consideration of a bid award for computers funded by a grant from South Carolina Department of Public Safety Office of Highway Safety and Justice Programs through the Coronavirus Emergency Supplemental Funding.
Yes, sir. Mayor and Council, I'm pleased to announce we got a grant. That seems to be our thing tonight.
That's a great thing to have.
Chief Patterson and our grant writer applied for this grant for about $20,000 for in-car computers. The in-car computers that we have in our cruisers right now, I think we've had for about 7 years, and they came from Oconee County after they had already been used. So I am not certain that I'm required to come to you to have your blessing to approve this. But usually with state and federal grants, you're required to review it and give your blessing. So I brought it to you anyway, just out of an abundance of caution. Mayor, I see you're looking. There's no backup on this.
There's no.
The bid amounts that we have in here, and I'm sorry that Chief Patterson isn't here tonight to be able to provide a little more detail. We received three quotes. One from Preferred Communications, one from Dell Technologies, and one from Howard Technology Solutions. Chief Patterson and I recommend to you that you make the bid award to Dell Technologies. While it is a little more expensive than the Howard Technologies, we feel a bit more confident that those are the computers that he and the officers would rather use. There's a little bit of difference in the actual computer. Computers, I believe. So that is our recommendation to you, and it is still within the grant amount.
Do we have a motion?
Motion to approve. Computers funded by a grant from the South Carolina Department of Public Safety Office Highway Justice Programs through the Coronavirus Emergency Supplemental Funding. Do we name one of these?
Yeah, if you will, the name and the amount.
Dell Technologies, $18,889.21.
Second.
Any further discussion? Call for a vote, please.
Ruth?
Yes.
Aldrin?
Yes.
Jimmy?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes.
Dale?
Yes.
Davey?
Yes.
Adam?
Yes, ma'am.
Next, the second number 5?
5B.
Consideration of assignment and assumption agreement from TESI as Total Environmental Solutions Incorporated to CSWR, the South Carolina Utility Operating Company. Go ahead.
Yes, sir, Mr. Mayor, members of council. TESI, who we're pretty familiar with that name, that they provide water from a master meter from us to the folks who live down in Foxwood Hills. We've had an agreement with them that goes back to 2005. Total Environmental Solutions, or TESI, has been sold to the CSWR, the South Carolina Utility Operating Company, and with that sale is their request of you to assign or to assign the or to approve an assignment and assumption agreement from one entity to the other. They sent that request to me. I asked Andrew to review it. His recommendation was that you should be the one to consider and authorize this. My recommendation to you is that you you approve it so that the sale can be complete.
It doesn't hurt or help us in any way.
Right.
Basically, we're just blessing this assumption agreement by the new owners that are providing the service at Foxwood Hills. So we're still only responsible to the master meter. They're still buying water from us. It's just kind of one of those things that lawyers like to have boxes checked. Yeah.
Paperwork. All right, do we have a motion?
I'll make a motion to approve this assessment and assumption agreement from Total Environmental Solutions to CSWR, South Carolina Utilities Operating Company, LLC.
All right, next, item number 7.
You need to call for a vote on that?
Oh, I did.
Didn't call for a vote.
Yeah.
In a second.
Close a second. I'm reading. I should have been reading. I'm trying to get ahead of myself. We got a motion. Need a second.
Second.
Any further discussion? Call for a vote.
Yep.
Aldrey.
Yes.
Jimmy.
Hey,
Jimmy.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Brian.
Yes, ma'am.
Dale.
Yes.
Davey.
Yes.
Adam.
Yes,
ma'am. Ruth. Yes.
Train of people going in and out. It's got me. All right, next, item number 7, discuss naming a facility in honor of the late Councilman Yusuf Mefla. We have discussed this. We just believe that we should do something in honor for Councilman Mefla, and we wanted to bring it before the board and just see what everybody felt about it. Yeah, go ahead.
I didn't want to interrupt. I've heard from a couple of folks, really since Yusuf's passing, that one of the parks, something that is in town, either Retreat or Anderson, would be nice because it would be a place where we gather and it's visible. So I throw that out there as an option, either Retreat or Anderson.
Okay.
I believe Anderson Park, that name cannot be changed. Correct.
And I wasn't sure about
that. Yeah, just the
answer. So then I changed that recommendation to.
Forgive my ignorance, but what is the. Why can we not change the name?
I don't know. I didn't know we could.
The family, the Anderson family, may be completely wrong, but they gave the land to the city. As long as it's a park, it needs to be Anderson Park, and it's ever changed not to a park, the land goes back to the family. That's what I. I could be very wrong.
Oh. I mean, it's named and the other one's not. The other one, and that is an area that we're looking at exploring with our downtown master plan and the Retreat Street Park. So
I would like to look into that about the possibility of potentially Anderson because I'm not aware of anything that would stop us from renaming it.
Okay. There was a suggestion one time about our chamber. Where we meet, naming that room?
The conference room.
Conference room.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, They did that at the OJRSA. They named the room after Mr. Lamar Bales.
Yeah.
This doesn't require action, right?
This requires a conversation with council. We just want to get feedback and see what everybody feels, how they feel about it, and what they would like to consider. I think the boardroom was a good idea when it was first brought up. It was, you know, it really honored Lamar Bales, because every time somebody comes into sewer authority, they see the sign, they're going to know from now on. So that was pretty good for him. The park would be good if we could do it. So, I mean, there's all kind of options, but we need everybody's input.
I prefer a park over a boardroom, just with him sponsoring all the sports teams. And, I mean,
well, what about a recreation facility?
Well, that's true.
What about the new field on Simpson Street? What about that?
Everything is open.
Yeah.
You know, you have Owens Field that is named after, I'm going to say Mr. Owens, and I'm sorry, I can't remember his first name. But, you know, there's a monument up there to him with the next to the flagpole. But the new field that we've built, it doesn't necessarily have a name. We've just been calling it Simpson Street Field.
Well, that one was, he was a part of that. He helped get that one started. Mm-hmm. So.
And it's new. It is new. It's new.
That work for you? What do you think? Audrey, I'm not trying to jump ahead of your park.
No, it's fine.
I'm just throwing another idea.
I figured my job was to express things that have been brought to me, and those are things that have been brought to me. And somebody else mentioned maybe if we wanted to do a park and we couldn't get around the name change at Anderson, we could do one of the gazebos. But the ballpark sound like a great idea to me too. I'm just giving y'all what I have heard. So I think the Simpson Street ballpark is great. I mean, he still is sponsoring Youth Rec, and
put it on the Google.
I think it's
hours.
A testament to his legacy as well.
What Owens is Owens Stadium named after, Jimmy? You know?
Sure.
Debbie, you know?
Well, you know, now that you say that, the monument is actually going to a Mr. McCall.
Now, that's Suzette's dad.
Correct. That is not Owens. I'll have to ask her who Owens Field's name.
Well, I think the ball field would be good for him. I mean, it's new, and he helped get it started. So I think
he was so invested in all the ball teams. And
he was, absolutely. He fed them all. Yep. Mm-hmm. What do you think, Miss Ruth? You like that? You good with that?
Yeah, that's great. Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir.
While we're on the discussion of that ball field, are we doing anything about the wash? Coming off of that ball field across
and
into the people across the street.
It's pretty bad. Bad wash.
Right? There are a couple of things that we're working on. We actually have Sammy Butts supposed to be going back out there. It was this week. After today, I doubt it will be this week. There's one drain pipe that comes out from under the road up on top of the hill. That is one area of concern. We have developed a plan around that to actually move that somewhere else without having to run it that way. The other, the wash, I'm assuming you're talking about off the back towards Simpson.
It's crossing Simpson now
right
into the drive across.
Yeah, that's also out to be done, and it's going to be up there. Culvert put in, I think it's 48 foot, 24 inch culvert, on top of my head. And then gravel to bring an entrance in, and that should stop.
I believe we need to, nothing against Sammy, I love Sammy, but we need to get on him about maybe silt fence, whatever he can do right there to keep.
Is the silt fence down that was there?
There's mud across the street into the people's drive across the street.
There was a silt fence.
Yeah, there was silt fence, yeah. And if it's, I apologize, I've not been through there in the last few days.
Yeah, I just happened to drive through and notice. I was like, we're about to get a phone call because there's blood in the ground.
I'll get over there tomorrow and look at that. So.
I drive by it every day, but I'm just looking for the deer in the field. I'm not looking at the road. And by the way, that's not the mayor's food plot, as everybody thinks it is. It's a ball field.
I read it on Facebook.
All right, so how does everybody feel, Simpson Street ball field?
Need to do some research, find out who it's named for now.
though Owen Stadium's named after it. We're not going to change it. We're just going to change the new one that's
named. It's just named after new the street
park.
That it's
the, on. Yeah, the new park, the new field. Everybody like that?
Yeah.
All right, you got to start. Now, how are we going to name it? The Yusuf Mefla?
Hi.
Councilman Mefla? Or what are we going to
Mefla Park.
Mefla Park.
That's your decision.
How about we ask a family?
I think that's a great idea. Yeah,
would you reach out to Miriam and Abbott and Tracy? Yeah, Mefla Park.
That's got a good ring to it.
It does.
We could have a
Mefla Municipal.
Start a Major League Baseball team and they could
there you
home
go.
Base at Mefla
you,
Park.
You right up my alley right there.
Hey, got a rec complex.
Mefla Chickens.
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
I will. So we'll bring something back to you to make that official and plan a pleasant day for some type of dedication.
Yes. Absolutely. Yeah, if we can get his family to approve it, I think that's all we need to do. Kevin, is that right? Very good. All right, move on to next item, discussion of the Public Relations Committee. We have, Kevin's given us a list. This is the mission and scope that was put out, what, 3 years ago?
Yeah,
three or
so
four
the,
years ago?
Mayor, Council, the mission and scope that you see here is something I found on the previous administrator's I pulled it back up just so you could see it's not anything that I would say that's active. And then I was able to find in that same file this 2019-2020 PR Events Committee list of projects with an associated budget amount just for you to have as discussion. You can readopt any of this, change it. It's meant just to spur your thinking as you have discussion.
And everybody, please keep in mind these are just volunteers who work for free, and most likely it's going to continue to be volunteers who work for free, donate their time and their talents to the city, so we don't overload them. But gratefully, we have a couple of them here tonight, so if we have any questions, y'all good with answering questions and helping us with it?
I have a thought.
Okay.
That I think would help everybody feel like their voices are being heard. This type of thing is right up my alley in working in church work. Not necessarily a small church, but like I told Kevin, in larger churches where you have a very healthy combination of staff and volunteers, the role of the staff, the role of the session is to protect the volunteers. So I wonder, we're right at the end of the year. We have an amazing Christmas parade theme that the events committee has already put together. I wonder if we can't really get behind the last event of 2022, and between now and, let's say, the end of the year, put together a task force, and I'm volunteering to be a part of it, along with some current and former PR committee members, along with some folks that are from the public that might be interested, and sit down with some of these questions in our packet and come back to council with some recommendations after the first of the year. Because what I see and what I read from the 2017 document is, and I told Kevin, I'm a stickler for Robert's rules and what things mean. So when I read ad hoc group working on the city's behalf to develop and support events that bring visitors to Westminster, as the definition and the mission, the first thing I said is, what is ad hoc? So I go and look, well, ad hoc is temporary. And we have had a temporary committee since at least 2017 that I think just needs a little bit of love and a little bit of direction. Am I right?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, if you are volunteering to do that.
I'm very much volunteering. Like I said, this is in my wheelhouse.
Well, you can have it. I'd love for you to take this.
This type of thing, I know y'all are all like, I told you.
All in favor, say aye. Yeah, let's do it.
This is just
thank you very much.
There are so many ways in which my role as a pastor and my role as a councilwoman intersect, and this is one of them. Jimmy's been on session with me before. All I get to work with are volunteers. Mm-hmm. But what I recognize at times is we need to have a healthy blend of volunteer staff. We need to have some hard conversations, what Matt Lehrman would call courageous conversations, where we listen across the table and hear. And I think that's what we've been missing for at least 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
So how does that sound?
Sounds great. It
sounds great.
No, she's crying. Not the baby. She's so happy.
Tears of joy.
Kevin, are you good with that? Put it off to January and let her do that?
I think that's great.
Fantastic.
Are you willing to be a part of that conversation?
You got voluntold.
I serve at your pleasure, so.
That's the right answer. Look,
you got voluntold right there.
Y'all thought I was lying. I said it. We're going to be out here.
Well, thank you very much. We appreciate it because
it
is
needed. I thought into that, how we would approach tonight.
I think that would be great.
So could I ask for a little bit of clarity? If you're going to have a task force, whom else would you, are there other members of the council that would be a part of that in addition to you?
I would love another member of council.
Well, I'm already on a representative to it from the council.
There you go.
Unless y'all want to change that out.
Any other council members want to jump on the board?
I will.
There you go.
Davey?
You got three.
Ruth says yes.
Miss Ruth? All right, we got one. Oh, you got a quorum.
Problem is
hold on,
quorum.
You got a quorum right there. Anybody step back? I'm sorry. Would they have to step back? I guess it would, wouldn't it? On the committee.
Yeah, I mean, three of y'all can't accidentally, or four of y'all can't accidentally wind up sitting at the same table in the restaurant together, and that's a problem.
You need to step back.
So, I mean,
do you want to do it?
I'll step back, and that way that throws out some questions on some other stuff, too.
Because your wife's going to tell you what you think anyway after the meeting. Right?
Well, I mean, I do think it's okay and healthy just to have one glimpse and
all right, well, that's great. Thank y'all very much.
Thank you.
Big help.
So Rebecca and I will help give you a little bit of organization as we go in.
I think that sounds great. If you will let Advent get started, which is November 27th.
Well, I'll be in touch with you, and y'all let us know when you are ready to get together, and we'll help facilitate the organization.
It'll be a couple of weeks before I'm ready. Just
okay. Rebecca will remember that.
Sure.
All right, so we have gone through the entire agenda in time for Audrey to get home and eat.
Mayor, can I say one thing?
Yes.
I do want to say, because it is an emotional, it's been tough. And I appreciate that we can work together and try to figure things out. And I hope that you leave tonight feeling a little better.
I want you to feel affirmed and heard.
Right.
That's what I want.
We want to move forward in our town and do everything we can.
Yes, ma'am. Absolutely. All right. Miss Root, this is your first meeting. Do you have any questions or anything you want to say, or any questions about how we did anything tonight? You good? Anything else from you, Mr. Bronson? Andrew? I move to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Thank y'all very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.